The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, there's a major road project that could force drivers from North Omaha and Benson to have to hit the brakes until November. They're saying today crews are going to start shutting down lanes in both directions on Northwest Radial Highway. The restrictions are needed so crews can repair damaged pavement on the 2-mile stretch that goes between Cumming and Maple Street. And Omaha Public School Board, they met last night. They've hired another bus company to transport students on an as-needed basis. So Chief Transportation, they're going to provide supplemental bus service to the district again this year.
How much that contract is? The supplemental service.
Well, that's the deal. They took over several routes last year when it was like, oh my God, what are we doing? The company charges $225 to $231 each route it runs.
Oh, wow.
So at the start of last year, Chief was hastily hired by OPS when our regular contractor, that Student Transport of America, had that driver shortage and there were all those delays and no-shows.
They didn't know where to go. You remember they were getting lost and stuff like that.
It was all new routes. So this year, they're going to give parents a chance to review and correct. They're going to put the schedules out 2 weeks ahead of time. School starts August 17th. So I would say probably in the next week or two, you're probably going to be getting your schedule in the mail and you're going to look it over and it'll include the student's bus number, the stop location, pick up and drop off times. And if anything's incorrect, you have plenty of time. This will give you, last year they only gave parents 1 week.
It's like supplemental insurance for your busing. Was it this complicated when we were kids?
No, we walked.
I mean, we either walked or they were like, just go walk to the end of the corner and a bus will get you.
Yeah, that's what we did. I don't know why it's so confusing and strange. I think it's just, I don't know why. Because it shouldn't have to be this crazy.
I think there are more, the population has grown. I mean, the population has grown. It's a bigger city than when we were kids. And, I think the kids are moving to different districts. It's like that one community. So kids can go live in one neighborhood and go to school in another part of town.
I would think it would still be like an Uber app where Auto Man, the bus driver, is like,
you can see it.
It's driving him to all of his kids. Now the next one pops up is Joey. I mean, everybody puts in their addresses and then the computer plots his course.
Right.
And then mom has to log in every morning. Is Joey sick? Is Joey going to school? And then Auto Man just follows the map.
That's it.
Just hey, Joey.
And so he would follow, there wouldn't be every bus on the app, but it'd be at least the one that's supposed to pick you
up. It'd be his route.
Yeah, his route. Why is it so hard, Omaha?
They're trying. I mean, God bless them. They do not want to have a repeat of last year because that was pretty bad. Last year, the district had 476 bus routes. This year, that's down to 332. So they're streamlining, and they also have extra drivers this year that they didn't have last year. So school starts August 17th. This is not the last we're going to be hearing about this. Parents are probably pretty edgy because last year's rollout was a stinker.
Okay, we're going to have to hear about this again.
Maybe.
Can we bribe you just to never do the story ever again?
I'll give
again?
You $100. $100!
Opening bid is $100 to never have to hear this news again. We'll be taking increasing bids throughout the day. Bellevue city official could lose his business. The Bellevue City Council voted last night to condemn one of the councilman's car washes near 25th and Capehart. Council members recently told the council member to fix the rundown building or that they would condemn the structure. He's also due to appear in court Thursday to try and end an effort to have him recalled from office. So it's a lot of stuff going on for him. Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium is investing heavily in the future of tigers. The zoo announced some initiatives yesterday. It was Monday's video. They're taking part in Animal Planet's Facebook page. They're live streaming. It's all part of a lead up to Global Tiger Day come Saturday. So the Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium announced two new initiatives, a tiger breeding facility and like a sperm bank. So last week, the zoo broke ground on a tiger breeding facility, and they are going to be working towards, I don't know, bringing more tigers into this world.
You tiger know, breeding. So
less and less tigers.
They would give new meaning to being a docent.
Yes.
You're a tiger docent.
Oh, man, they were showing pictures of those baby tigers. I want to get my hands on those geeties. The facility, it's similar to the zoo's cheetah breeding space. I didn't realize that we had one, and that's
cheetah
been open
breeding?
Since, yeah, 2014.
Cheetah.
Not Cheetos.
Okay.
Cheetah breeding.
Cheetah breeding.
It just sounds noisy. I just imagine
hey, Jeff, you got
screaming
elephants.
Cheetahs, and people are like, that's they're making love.
You got the elephants doing it.
Right.
God, are we becoming a breeding
zoo? Are we just the
zoo?
Hookup town? Is it just like when animals hear about Omaha, they're like, you are going to get laid.
It's like a cruise ship.
Like, they're like, the Dorley Zoo is crazy. What, it's like going
cheetah,
to what? Like one of those like love resorts where there's like a heart-shaped hot tub.
Now, the cheetah portion of the zoo, well, where they're located in the zoo, I think it's still below that, what is that, gondola or whatever the heck that thing is?
Oh, the Skyfari?
The Skyfari. I think it's underneath that path.
Okay.
So it's weird. Like the one time I went on that thing, there was like flip-flops and stuff in the cheetah's cage.
Oh.
And he was just kind of laying there.
He's like, I'm spent.
There's probably all kinds.
He's spent.
You wonder how often people drop like a phone or...
Oh, yeah. It's not, they're
well,
not getting
I,
it.
I guess the tiger breeding facility is going to be in Ashland out at that Simmons Conservatory Park and Wildlife Safari.
That's where
that's going to be, which makes more sense. I mean, but yeah, this is cool. So they're doing all sorts of neat new stuff to keep tigers on the planet because we've been getting word that there are less and less of them. Senators will decide today whether to open debate on a health care bill. Republicans don't know if they can muster enough votes to move forward. Several Republicans have said that they don't know what legislation they're being asked to consider. It's sort of a blind vote. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell promised a vigorous, open process to repeal and replace Obamacare if the procedural hurdle is cleared. And one big thing that's happening is Senator John McCain is going back to Washington today to take part
in the key health care bill.
Yeah. So this is less than a week after revealing he's battling brain cancer. And this is about the timeline. You know, he was getting blood clots removed above his eye and you can't fly after something like that. He'd have to drive.
Well, they have to wait
a certain amount of time.
They showed him out in the woods last weekend. He was out fishing or hunting or doing something.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's because of the eye stuff, you can't fly, like, it's the flight stuff. He would be able to get in a car and drive.
The pressure of air flight?
Right, the pressure of the air flight would be like, you don't want to do that with your eye stuff. So he's going to be showing up today. I mean, he's back at work. So the Senate is expected to consider this motion and start debate. We'll see if they need 50
votes. Well, they're all
going to
be looking at their watch. Like, what time did he get on the road?
When does he get here?
He was leaving Arizona.
President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, is insisting that he did nothing improper in the presidential campaign or the transition. He was speaking at the White House. Kushner said yesterday's voluntary meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee was fully transparent. The Senate meeting was a closed-door session. Kushner will do it again in the House Intelligence Committee today.
Remember,
he did not take questions from reporters.
He met with these Russians, and he said he was late to the meeting, and when he got in there, the meeting sucked. Like, he didn't have anything juicy. They were talking about adoptions and stuff. So
he's like, I want to be out of here.
He had text somebody, call me, and get me out of this.
Oh, he did that.
Like, he did the give me the fake phone call.
Yeah. Oh, God, I got to take this.
I got to go. And I just thought, even on that powerful level, you have to do that kind of lie. Why can't you just go, I'm leaving?
I know, you would think. I mean, guess because
White House level, we don't have to have the fake I got to take this.
Maybe they didn't serve lunch yet.
It doesn't matter who you are. You got to get the whole, I got to take this.
This is so tough. I wish I want to stay because this is really interesting stuff.
How often are people doing that all over the country every day? How often do people do it to you?
All right.
Daily.
I've never
How
done that.
You've got to be the king of the I have got to take this.
No, I do, but they're legit. But I'm just saying I've never used like Jeff text me to get me out of this thing. I haven't done that before.
Sounds like a date thing. I've never done that before, like in a business setting. I mean,
bosses have their secretary do it all the time. Give me 5 minutes and then buzz me. Give me that's the deal.
And you know, the thing is that that's the worst. Like, I feel like that's the most insulting because you're like, you're not fooling anyone. 5 minutes into a meeting, suddenly there's this really important phone call. Mr. Simmons, it's the president of the world on line two. You're like, Cheryl, you really need to come up with a better excuse right, for yeah. why you need to say
a little better. President of the world. Mr. Really Johnson, your son is dead.
Oh. Ugh.
God. Oh.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. Sit on hold. You're like, oh, God, you have to go?
He's wanting to cry. You're biting your lip.
He's like, Carol's really bad at this.
I got to fire Carol is what I got to do right now.
Carol needs to get a whole lot better at excuse giving.
Yeah, that's funny.
So the fact-checking website Snopes.com, mm-hmm. they're holding a fundraising campaign to stay up and running.
They're getting sued.
Yeah, and they need money. The site says that the campaign is meant to keep it afloat. It's as it claims, a business partner is withholding advertising revenue. So it's like he said, she said. So the co-founder says that the site has been cut off from its source of advertising income and they've been being held hostage by their partner. So Snopes is looking to raise $500,000 and has already gotten over 200,000 in the first day.
How
of
will
their
we
campaign.
Fact check?
How now, Snopes is kind of cool. Like they really do. Like they don't. I mean, it's not partisan. It's just like these are the facts or whatever.
Well, everything can be got to. Everything
right.
can become partisan.
I know.
But that's in a world of fake news, you know, the future people will clamor for.
Mm-hmm.
The internet said so.
Right.
But now we don't trust the internet.
Now fake news.
What happened to our trust?
Well.
Those satellites in the sky are lying.
It was abuse. Abuse of trust. Hundreds of previously unreleased CIA and FBI documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy are available to the public for the first time today. They were made available yesterday by the National Archives, and they include things like transcripts and recordings with a former KGB agent who claimed to have managed the file on assassin Lee Harvey Oswald during his time in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, we need someone to pour over that thing, right?
Oh,
I'm
sure
somebody's already redacted everything. There's supposed to be this sad thing. The National Archives are saying they can only hold so much stuff. So stuff gets shredded.
Really?
No.
How can you only hold so much?
I bet they're scanning stuff now.
They still are like, there's limits in terms of physically holding on to things.
Probably things like, well, this really doesn't matter.
Some stuff gets dumped and there are watchdog groups that are trying to say,
what are you dumping?
Is that politically oriented? What are you dumping? And some of it, supposedly, Molly, are these like documents that in theory, the government looked at it, but none of us have.
Got it.
You know, it's come up. It's Freedom of Information Act available. No one's got a time to dig through it because we classify so much stuff that doesn't need to be classified.
Just to not deal with it.
We do. It's anymore. They're like, dude, there's so much stuff is classified. And it's like, it's such BS. It shouldn't be. Anyway.
Well,
but this should be good stuff.
Yeah, Kennedy. So this is, I guess the government has already released most of the millions of JFK documents in its possession. But with what's left, it's set to come out by the end of October. So we could have, I mean, there could be answers. I mean, you never know. Like there's sometimes like somebody might just be some armchair expert and finally for the first time is able to put the pieces together. We might actually get somewhere.
And what will he have? What will this Nisenko, you know, is there a gem in there about Lee Harvey Oswald?
Right. The moon's interior could contain large amounts of water. There are researchers that examined satellite data of the lunar rock formed by ancient volcanic eruptions, and there are trace amounts of water carried by magma to the Earth's surface. And so they're saying, hey, man, it's probable that there's water still inside. They also speculate that the water could have been deposited by comets and asteroids while the moon was still cooling following its separation from Earth. But
now,
this is the first time that we've ever thought that there's anything but just rock.
What are we basing it on? I mean, is there any fact?
They found, they took examinations of the magma that they, you know, got from the surface. I guess there were volcanoes there. And so they're saying if there was water in the middle, there could still be water in the middle now. So the findings could be useful to future human activity on the moon. Since water is heavy and expensive to transport into space, if we could, if there really is water there and it's something that we can like use as a resource, it could help us with further
space
travel.
It's like a moon aquifer. Like the moon Ogallala Aquifer.
Right.
They're just not finding this out. Wow.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Like you think like how, I mean, just.
Not this... finding out, speculating.
Okay. Well, it still amazes me that we've only gone there once. Or, you know.
Well, we went there more than once.
No, we went there one of the once.
Okay. We went there a bunch of times.
We should just, we need a home there.
Oh, well, so to build up a, it's cold. It's cold on the moon.
Remember Gene Cernan just died. Yeah, he was the last man on the moon.
The last man on the moon.
So,
it was just expensive. Remember, Bush number two wanted to go back. Remember, he was like, let's go back to the moon. And everybody stared at him like, dude, we can't afford anything now.
Bummer.
I know.
I know.
Not alone, man. Everything's changed.
Oh, I'm sure they would like to go back and just do neat stuff, but everybody's got a boner for Mars.
Oh, my God. What a waste.
So you wonder when they say water on the moon, is this the
water in the moon?
Moon lobby people going.
There's water in the moon.
So they in the moon.
You can't see it because it's in the moon.
I'm saying it's like saying that the center of the earth is made of cheese.
I mean, but can we get to the cheese?
I guess. So some
I want to get to the.
Speculating in the. Boardroom.
Bring your own chips. Yeah, hell, I don't know.
It's crazy, though, how they come up with... I mean, I just recently saw something about how scientists were like, there was no intelligent life on Mars. Like, you know how some people are thinking, like, doesn't that look like a face? Like, there was an ancient civilization?
And they're like, could be, right?
Can it? It's not. They're like, it's not. It isn't. That isn't the case. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.
What's going
restaurants.
On
the yeah, I mean, people who are like, what are restaurants? Like a Hooters or I guess a Twin Peaks. In other markets, they have like this thing called the Tilted Kilt, where it's just girls walking around in like short.
And so the story was last year that, or last year or even 2 years ago, the restaurants were in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a growing industry. Restaurants that are sort of basically like burgers and wings.
I guess for a different age demo.
Pub grub, but with pretty ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess some researchers were wondering, okay, what is this? What's the impact on the workforce, like the women that work there? And what they found, I guess, they tried to do this like, you know, study where they surveyed all these women and they were finding that a lot of them ended up feeling, you know, anxious. They had anxiety or like eating issues having worked in these places. Now, that said, you know, you wonder, is it like chicken or the egg? Is it something where you're looking to be positively reinforced? You're looking for the kind of attention that a job like that will give you. And so you're drawn to that kind of industry. And then those existed already kind of a little bit percolating before. Or is this something that you are a perfectly well-adjusted human being and then you got into this environment and suddenly started feeling insecure about yourself?
So then you don't work there anymore, I would assume.
Well, yeah. I mean... People,
it's
guess.
It's not like the coal industry where people are like, where else would these girls work, y'all? I know we want to go clean energy, but where else will they work but the restaurant industry?
Waiting tables is a weird slippery slope.
They're young hot chicks.
Yeah, it's a job. Mm-hmm.
They're like the tip of the hot chick waitress
spear.
You don't have to do anything.
Now, I worked in a restaurant or in a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday had an event where some of the staff had been pulled over from a quote-unquote restaurant.
Yeah.
And okay. Some of them seemed to struggle when they weren't in the restaurant environment. They didn't have as much of a safety net as maybe we give them. I don't go to the restaurants all the time, but the last time I went with a buddy of mine, a married guy, he was blown away. It was the greatest thing he had ever been.
I have friends.
Out at Twin Peaks. He was like, this is the greatest thing. This place is awesome because it's got TVs everywhere, and he was having an amazing experience. And I've got nothing against the waitresses.
No.
But if they don't bring you your beer right away, you deal with it because it's amazing. You just look around.
I have friends that'll go there and take photos with the waitresses. I'm like,
so when these
on.
Girls were pulled out of that environment and put in a regular bar on a abnormally busy night, and by the, you know, they were extra hired help, so maybe they don't know the routine. things did get a little crazy, I think, for some of them. And I was
so
wondering.
You mean like what safety net of like, but I'm adorable. And
yeah,
you're just like, oh, right, that's okay that the beer's not here.
I waited tables.
Smile didn't work.
I waited tables as a guy in the back in the day, and me being hot had nothing to do with the equation.
Really?
It was just all about how quick Jeff could get your order and get it to your table. That was the only matrix. If I had that wiggle room of coming in, like being hot, showing my abs and being like, yeah, I didn't bring your fries yet. But I'll just pause while you guys all leer at me and flirt with me.
Why didn't you exploit yourself like that?
Well,
come on.
Saying,
give them the money shot.
Give them the meat.
I'm joking, but there is a reality to that. That they do. Don't they have a little bit of a...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but I think that is, you know, you use whatever industry you're in, whether it's the boardroom or, you know, the break room or wherever, you are trying to maximize whatever assets you have. And when I say assets, I don't necessarily mean a good face or
your
green
butt.
Ass. Yeah, exactly. But I'm just saying whether it's your personality or your know-how or your stick-to-it-ness, whatever. But I think in this case, yeah. I mean, obviously, a girl like me isn't walking into a restaurant like that and getting hired.
No,
they're like,
I don't know about that.
Maybe the kitchen is looking for.
We'll see. You'll be hired, so you can't say that.
Molly would be great in a restaurant.
Yes,
I'd put you behind
the.
I would put you behind the bar
in 2 seconds.
I'd miss it.
Because you need a character.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That's your ace,
mm-hmm.
is someone behind the bar hustling and being funny and making everybody laugh.
Yeah.
And then, because here would be my only thing with some of the restaurants. Some of the girls, it's probably their first job ever waiting tables. And I'm saying there's a learning curve on waiting tables. It can be intimidating.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really scary.
So the one thing I don't feel comfortable sometimes when I go to that is that it's like a nervous gal, and they try and fight through their nervousness with aggression.
Yes.
So it's like this sort of phony sass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you want another beer? You fat, you know, you man.
You're like, okay, you're over.
Because they have the beers are man style or lady style.
Yeah. So you got to deal with
that's
that.
That's what it is. A small Molly is a lady style.
Yeah.
And a large is a man style.
I
so when you're
that.
Like, can I get another beer? They're like, man style or lady style? And you're like,
I'm never going again.
I want
and
a lady beer.
Of course it works. Of course it works. I'm like, man.
I am man.
I mean, I'm sure I should be strong enough to go, no, lady style. Lady
strong
style.
Strong enough for a man,
I'm,
but made
you know,
for a
right.
woman.
Lady style, I'm driving.
Hey, ma'am, can I get another lady beer?
But we fall for it. It's sort of brilliant.
Man.
You're like, yes, man style. That's all we've been drinking since we came in here was large.
And I am wasted.
So does that mean as a woman, if I go in, can I still order? Because I'm accustomed to ordering man style.
Oh, we don't even know.
What would be the flip?
You know what I mean? What would be the flip? Like if I went with you guys, but they'd just be like, and obviously I'm going to bring you a lady beer. And I'm like, whoa. No,
because I don't know. Maybe they say lady beer and switch it up. I've never been in there with a woman.
You know what I'm saying?
So I
wonder.
Know.
It would be interesting. We should go together and find out and drink some adult beverages and find out if they do the,
all right,
the
I'll
hardcore
get the lady
press.
Beer. I'll do the lady
and
beer and you do the man beer.
If they are demure, because I do remember this, like when we were in Ireland, like if you go to the pubs there, guys get pints and women get glasses. Like, they're smaller than a pint. Like, it's almost like a half. I don't know what it was called. And I remember as American girls, like, we would go up and order pints. Like, that's all we knew, you know? And they could always tell, they're like, you're American. Because you girls always come in and order pints. Like, everybody else that's
you
over
don't
here,
know.
If you
it's
look
a hold,
around.
It's a holdover
it's a culture
from
thing.
Yesteryear where women didn't drink in bars with men. Remember, women didn't drink in bars with men until after Prohibition.
Oh, really? I didn't
prior
know
prior to Prohibition.
There are places, I went to a place.
Club.
That's where we were hiding. That was kind of the gig. Guys could also hide in a bar.
There was a men's room where we went to this one pub and there was literally the gentleman's room. And I remember I had to go in and ask my dad for money. Like we were in, you know, we were traveling. I didn't have any pounds or whatever on me. And I went in and it was like all the guys just got quiet. And they're all like smoking.
Oh, bad. Get out of here.
You know, it's like until like the girl leaves and then it's like, you know, but they had like the kids' side of the bar and then they had like the guys' side of the bar. And it was like so crazy. And that was the thing. Like, you were like, can we get some pints? And they're like, oh, you're American.
All right. So this restaurant study is saying that it's done. It's bad for women's self-esteem.
It could be. Yeah,
it could be. But some people are saying, like, is it, like I said, chicken or the egg? Is it bad for them? Or is it people that are already kind of feeling this sort of anxiety drawn to these kind of industries? And then it's just heightening it for them. Maybe. I don't know. But hey, I'm willing to go and find out.
I mean, on some level, it would be like, you know, if I got a gig as a male stripper and I'm like, I feel really self-conscious. I really feel fat.
Yeah.
You guys could be like, well, Jeff, you don't have to do that.
Right.
I'm not saying a restaurant is a strip job. I'm just saying the self-esteem thing.
Yes.
You guys could all be like,
Don't have to do that, dude.
You don't have to do that. There's other places you can work. I'm like, well, that's where I work right now. And I feel really fat when I take my shirt off. And I don't look like the rest of the guys because I'm a lot older. And I have a belly. And I really feel like the industry is bad for me. And they're like, again.
Okay, well, again.
You don't have to do that, Jeff.
Again, there's a bunch
of
places.
Go get another job.
And stop talking to me while you're working. I'm sitting in the audience.
I know, you're like, and I really wish we could have this conversation when you weren't
dancing.
In a G-string.
It's a funny thing, though, that there's just no market. I guess there's no market for that. There is no flip side to that.
No.
There are not restaurants that the ladies go to with good looking dudes. And when it comes to the strip club thing, we've always laughed that there are strip clubs open 7 days a week and Dipsticks is open
one day.
Saturday nights, I think.
Yeah.
It's a male strip club in Council Bluffs and it's open for a set amount of hours because that's the only demand.
Dipsticks.
Women are like, maybe we might need you to exist on a Saturday night for a bachelorette party.
Dipsticks and lipsticks. Jeez. It all goes together.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, 402-938-9400 again. Here's Celebrity News. Molly, what's up?
Justin Bieber has canceled the remainder of his Purpose World Tour.
So that sucks if you had tickets to the Denver show.
Or
which
Minneapolis.
Which is totally doable that people would have had.
The Biebs.
Yeah. It was, so he was slated to play the Rose Bowl, I guess, Dallas show this Saturday, and then Rose Bowl in LA, New York, Minneapolis, Boston, Toronto, Denver, the whole deal, Japan, the Philippines, Singapore. I mean, I don't know if anyone listening had Singapore tickets.
Final dates.
He says he loves his fans, hates to disappoint him. Bieber thanks his fans for the incredible experience. He's grateful and honored. Didn't really give a reason. Just said after careful consideration, he decided he will not be performing any further dates and that tickets will be refunded at point of purchase. And the funny thing is, or the surprising thing is that it's John Mayer who is tweeting to the Biebs' defense. He says, when someone pulls remaining dates of a tour, it means they would have done real damage to themselves if they kept going. John Mayer went on to say, we've lost so many great artists lately. I give Justin two thumbs up for realizing it was time to call it. You should too.
TMZ caught up with him.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did they say?
He's in Santa Monica.
Okay.
And he was like on the beach with somebody and, you know, they walk up to him and, you know, he didn't run from the camera. He's like, sorry to my fans.
Yeah, I guess he feels terrible. I mean, 18 months on the road. Oh, my gosh.
I know. He had 14 more concerts in North America, and then he was going on to Asia. And he would have wrapped up October 12th. So he still had, you know,
had
2.5 months left.
His first half of that tour, by the way, made like $93 million, something like that.
I think his people probably saw the fatigue and pulled him.
You know your people. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
What's the greater good here that we upset some fans? I mean, he's refunding everybody's money.
Mm-hmm. He's 23. That's a grueling schedule. And I mean, if you're 23 and you can't, it was 150 shows across Europe, Africa, South America, Australia, and parts of Asia, in addition to North America.
Here's a clip.
What's, you've had to cancel the tour. You've had to cancel the tour, man? Is everything okay, or?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just had enough of being on the road, or?
I've been on tour for 2 years.
Yeah, that's a long stretch, right?
Yeah.
Looking forward to some downtime.
Yeah, just resting and getting some relaxation. I'm going to ride some bikes.
Nice. Any message for the fans?
I love you guys. I think you guys are awesome. Sorry for anybody who feels like disappointed or betrayed. It's not my heart or anything. And have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
He's like,
I've been on tour. What's that?
He looked calm.
I was wondering if he was high.
I was wondering the same thing. He's like, hey.
He had somebody with him. I didn't know if that was like one of his handlers.
Life coach?
Yeah, maybe his life coach. But so it happens. But one of those shows is when he went, that gets canceled, is when he was on Ellen DeGeneres. Because she loves him and they love each other. He did a show with her this year, and they did like the old Oprah thing where everybody gets a ticket to his show.
Yeah, and
that's one of the ones that got canceled. But anyway, they'll do a make good. We'll all get to see Justin Bieber again.
And
just going to go ride some bikes.
Ride some bikes.
And rest.
Life.
Discovery Channel has gotten a lot of heat in the last couple of days over their opening to Shark Week, where it put gold medal swimmer Michael Phelps against a shark. And people felt like they were a little misled, that people were, they're like, we thought he was actually going to swim against a shark. And Discovery Channel is firing back and said, at no point did we say we were going to put him. It's like the challenge wasn't a side-by-side race, that we, all the promotions and interviews and the program itself made that clear. They said that they just wanted to show world's greatest swimmer competitive with a great white. And it took smart science and technology to make the challenge more accessible and fun. I'm like, whatever, we wanted to see.
It was just hype.
Paddle arms,
you didn't get it. He had tweeted out yesterday, rematch, next time, warmer water. Hashtag Shark Week 30 at Discovery Channel at Shark Week. So he's saying, I want a rematch with that great white shark. He wants warmer water because you can swim faster in warmer water.
Yeah, but it seizes up your muscles and whatnot. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
How stupid are people? I mean, really?
I thought he'd be in the water with a shark.
And Shark Week always starts it off
like this
with some fake story. Isn't every year somebody's mad?
Yeah. You know, so.
The outrage is a part of Shark Week as much as the sharks are now.
Yeah, now they're all angry.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.